Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to a brand new podcast. Guys, great news. This episode is sponsored by English Blazer, baby. If you guys not know, I have partnered up with English Blazer. Give me a sound effect. I've partnered up with English Blazer. Not that one. I thought you could do like an applause.
I like that one.
Of course, we've got Liberal and Betty in the building.
That's good.
The co-host of the show. Guys, we are so close to a name. We're about to print out some cool things, do a whole photo shoot. Just to announce the podcast, but this is in partnership with English Blazer. Very exciting. We're talking about our signature in this episode, man. Like, for the longest time, I feel like I didn't know what my signature was.
Yeah.
Every time someone's like, yo, what's your style? What's your signature? I'm like, quality.
Yeah.
Like, I always speak about work, and I always struggle to explain what my signature is. So, later in the podcast, we're going to unpack that. But for the sake of knowing, what's your signature so we can know what to expect?
My signature, later. I think definitely my signature would definitely be my earrings. You guys can't see.
Yeah.
And as well as how funny I am, I feel like that's like, the number one thing that I leave with people.
Yeah.
That, I think that's what your signature is. The thing that you leave.
Yeah, but what's like
people.
your stylist, like your stylish signature? Like when it comes to like drip or the way you carry yourself.
I love earrings and I love baggy clothing. I think there's not a single tight thing I have in my closet.
Yeah, I haven't seen a skinny jean in years.
Yeah. I think I look great in a skinny jean though.
You look good.
I feel like I'm the only person who could still wear a skinny jean.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like with me, like also like, you know, for the longest time I had like the hanging earring.
Yeah.
I used to call it like a chandelier. I'm not wearing it now. Right now I'm wearing like a little hoop.
You used to call it the chandelier?
Chandelier.
I used to call it the dangly dang.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. For the longest time, I thought that you stole my style with the earring.
So, like, no one's allowed to pierce their ears?
No. I'm just saying, like, it was, like, my thing.
Oh, yeah. Now, I hear you.
It was, like, my thing. It's, like, a thing that I was doing. I had the water bottle earring.
When did you get earrings? When you were, like, 16, right?
I was, like, probably, like, 13.
You're, like, 13.
I was in grade 9.
I remember it was a time when, like men getting earrings was like shaky. It was like, whoa, why you have earrings?
That's when Papa thought that I was, part of the community. But today's podcast is dope, guys. obviously, we got the regular people on set. We got Mbali, we got Davies, we got Aiden. We got a special appearance from Gamma, which is dope.
Woo!
But if you guys do not know, we're not just visual. You guys can check us out on Spotify and other streaming platforms too.
Yeah.
But today, we're going to be talking about, you know, the usual tweets. Got a whole bunch of funny things. Got some current affairs for you guys. And then we're finishing it off with what our signature is. Chapter 1, we've got some cool things, man. What role do you play at family gatherings? Are you the water boy or are you the hot man? Chapter 2, what's worse than we need to talk text?
Yeah.
I can't even think of anything right now for that one.
I have 1,000.
And then what's one thing about being an adult that you really were not ready for?
Yeah.
I have so many things to talk about on that. If you guys do not know, I just got a new apartment.
Woo!
Which is really, really exciting. Yesterday we finished the movie.
Flat boy.
We finished
apartment
moving yesterday.
King.
And what is it, man?
Did you do the thing? Did you do the king with the keys yet?
No. So there's like a big thing for like what, the past like 5 years.
Yeah.
All the people like get keys.
A flat, be like new place, new beginnings. Place.
People got dragged. Like, what do you mean, new place? What do you mean, new beginning?
You shouldn't worry about what people think. You should just post the photo. I think it's, like, memorable.
Yeah, no, real. And then from there, we got current affairs and then what I spoke about. But since it's a new month, it's September. It's Osita's birthday in 10 days.
Really?
Yeah.
So I knew that.
I got a question to you. What did August teach you?
What did August teach me?
August taught 4 months left.
Biggest lesson that August taught me is I need to limit the access that people have to me. I think for me, a large part of my days, like every month, every year, whatever, etc., there is so many people that can call upon me at any given moment and know that I will respond, I will give them the energy. But if I had to reciprocate or rather turn that role, I would not receive that.
Eish.
So I think it's time for me to, you know, lower my circle and lower the people that I will have access to and that have access to me. Mm. Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing that the previous month taught me.
Yeah, well, that's a nice lesson.
Yeah, it was a very, very, very big like realization. Because also keep in mind, the people that have access to me determine where I go throughout the month. You understand?
Mm.
And like, I want to see myself in more progressive places for myself as well.
Yeah.
And that means I need to change certain elements of certain
things.
Groups. What about you?
That
money buys happiness. I'm so sorry. Yeah, listen.
What's up with you, bro? The biggest lesson that I've learned is that taking life slow can actually be really beautiful. Like, I remember I was chilling at the house before I moved, a week ago.
Yeah.
And I was sitting outside, like, reading a book. Or like maybe a few days ago, actually. Yeah. And then I was like thinking that I'm like, that tree is nice. Or like, you know, like the weather's nice outside. I'm like, oh, I should actually check the pool filter. Then I chilled. Then I was like, I'm not thinking about anything. And then I was so happy because I was like, wow, like I'm actually at peace. Like for the longest time, I would always be thinking about something.
Isn't it?
Hey, I was texted in Bali. Hey, have I done this? Hey, then did I do this? Did I think about the bed? So I was at peace. So it taught me that like there's actually so much beauty in peace.
I think that's what you call presence.
Yeah. So I think
like you're present.
Yeah. So the month of August taught me how beautiful being present in a moment is. And I really want to like have more present moments and have more moments where my mind is like clear and my mind is like empty and my mind is just focused on what I'm doing. Unless I make my mind switch on and tell my mind to like, yo, okay, let's focus on this thing. Let's think about this project. Let's think about that project, you know? So, so that's what it taught me.
Too deep, very answers. Another person would have said that I learned that in my savings account.
I learned how to dance. I learned how to dance.
Very deep answers.
Yeah. But there's 4 months left, bro. Like, I'm thinking now, if there's 4 months left and we don't take any breaks, that is 4 times 4 podcasts left. That's 4, 8, 12, 16. There's 16 podcasts left in this month. Minus 4 from December because we're not shooting December. December's a production break.
Yeah.
So we're also like wrapping up this.
Why would you not do December? That's like the best time to do the podcast.
Maybe we'll shoot in bulk.
Maybe like shoot like bulk.
Robot Boy scores an international nomination, bro. Shout out to Robot
Boy. Huge, bro.
Robot Boy started off as the king, the Coke, McDonald's guy. What was he? McD guy.
It was
McD
yes.
guy.
Then he became skits.
Like, skits.
Then he became a lot of skits. He was the cops from the skits from.
Yes, Offense on Wasses.
They really
did a lot.
Then he became a host. Then he became a musician. And then he became a professional dancer. Well, he's always been a professional dancer. And now he's being recognized internationally for his efforts.
Yeah, he's nominated as the best dancer category
in the inaugural
Trace Award.
That is huge.
5 nominees in total across Africa and will be held in Rwanda in October.
You know, a lot of people actually say that I look like Robot Boy. That's my number one. Like,
I think it was like probably 3 years ago
when
I
did the prank.
Yeah, so he reached out to me. He's like, yo, bro.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Robot Boy just DM'd me. Crazy. Because back then, like, I wasn't really getting much from the community. And then he's like, bro, we should shoot something.
Yeah.
Then I was like, he's like, everyone says I look like your brother.
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, why don't we do like a video where we come in like an Uber Eats van?
That was like probably one of the like funniest videos ever that we've ever done, like in terms of like a prank setting.
Yeah.
That was a great video. People still know about that video
today.
To this day.
Just to give you guys context, it's like Robot Boy basic. I ordered Uber Eats on my phone, like, yo, let's go get the food. Cup on me. He's like, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I'm vlogging everything. When we get downstairs, there's an Uber Eats guy. He's speaking with like a Zimbabwean accent on.
Yeah.
And he's wearing the helmet.
Yeah.
And then like Lebo, I told him that I'm gonna tip this guy.
Like
400 rand.
400 rand.
Or 500 rand.
Yeah.
So Lev was like tipping the guy, like, hey, this money's for you. Then Robot Boy's like, my brother, what do you mean? Oh, thank you.
Can we get a photo for the thumbnail?
Can we get a photo? Mm. And then he's like, Lev goes, what's your name? Then he goes, Robot.
Yeah. Like, he's like, no, he's like the thing at the end of the street, green, yeah, red, green, yellow. Green, red. I'm like, oh, robot.
Yeah.
And then he took off his mask and ice cream because I'm a huge, huge, huge fan to this day.
Yeah.
Huge fan of Robot Boy.
Yeah. He's cool,
I think
bro.
He's basically played a role of like where I see myself going in terms of if I continue doing
industry.
Because he was first in like the skits and being funny and all those things, and then music maybe one day.
And we might be seeing you on like Channel O. We don't even know.
Because that took him like what, like 3 years, 4 years?
No. Like, dude, Robot Boy.
The skits are like for like 3 years.
No. More.
Yeah.
Robot Boy is old. Robot Boy is probably in like his mid 30s.
I think that even motivated the type of
talking shit on his age. Let's Google, but we can Google how old Robot Boy is.
Yeah.
But on that note, bro,
that's nice that you can Google, like, you can't Google me. Like, you can't Google how old is LeBron Petty. Google right now, you will see.
Bro, okay, how?
Let me check you. You check Robot, I'll check you.
How old is LeBron Petty?
How old is
LeBron Petty, University of Wits?
There's no way that's it.
Can't be on 2022 this year. Taught 42 Jan 2021.
Oh, he's 29, by the way.
Oh, okay. Cool kid. The 24-year-old rising star has only been creating content on social media for a year and 4 months, but has 80,000 followers on TikTok.
Okay, all right.
I'm just saying here, Man graduates from university, shares touching advice. Tato,
back to the podcast.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a rubber boy. He's 29. I thought he was like 30 something.
Damn!
Bro, what would you do now? Like, let's say we're at Eastgate.
Yeah.
And you and I were chilling with mama, we were walking.
Yeah.
And then mama walks ahead of us.
Yeah.
Then you see Lebohang Lesia go to mama and he says, "Hey, mama, you can call me daddy."
So you've seen the videos now?
Yeah, I saw the videos. Lebohang's been going crazy on like YouTube, repurposing on TikTok, and he's just been doing the craziest videos, bro. Like, he's basically going out trying to get sugar mamas, pushing game on like with these old, not oldies, but like.
I don't know why you're saying sugar mamas. It's just elderly women.
Because he says in the video, "I want to get myself a sugar mama."
Yeah,
that's
why
I say sugar. Yeah. And they're not elderly women. They're like ladies in like their early 40s, late
30s. Yeah. 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 But like he's been pushing game on them and like it's like the coolest, funniest thing to watch.
It's dope, bro.
If you guys haven't watched it, like you should definitely him and his brother like literally just kill it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people don't know the brother's behind the camera.
Yeah.
And then he goes in front and he does like the but like yeah, dude, like how would you even start a conversation? You've dated an older woman, but it's like a year.
Yeah, and I was also 19.
What is the oldest you date?
How old am I? 26. I think the oldest I'd go for is 32.
32?
35, 34.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Not day, but like.
That's not bad.
Like, chill with. Like, I could probably like entertain a 32-year-old lady.
Yeah. I could probably entertain like a. Like,
I don't know, 60, you can make the.
I can make it happen. Listen, no,
you're what's the word?
Listen, she can retire.
You're innovative.
I'm a
you're innovative.
I'm multifaceted.
Bro, what role do you play at family gatherings?
Oh, man.
Once at the same time, because I know what role you play.
I'm like an ice boy. I'm like a.
Not an ice boy.
Definitely. It comes with age. The thing is, like, in African families, the younger you are, the more disrespectful jobs they give you. Okay. And then the older you are, the more like respectful things you can do. Like,
true.
Like I can't wait to be 60 at like a family gathering. Have you seen those guys? They have everything. Tato, yeah, come here. Kupa, fight too good. They don't even move. I feel like they come to the family gathering, sit down, they stay in the same spot. The only time they move is they move with the shade of the tree. So you move, you go as the shade goes along. But that's my dream.
Real.
And then the younger you are, which is like I'm in the younger part of my family in terms of the kids.
Also, I think also it's relative.
Yeah.
It depends on like if there's a younger generation before you.
Because now it changed. Because when we were younger, you know, we were doing all the meaningless tasks. Get the ice. Get me a knife. Get me this. Clean up this. Pick up this. Do this. Yeah. Give everyone this. Then you go older and you're like, okay, then you get to have like a sense of power of the younger ones. So you're just born. Yeah. You go get a knife. You go get a this. You get a this. And then you delegate. You delegate now, but you still have responsibilities. So yeah, definitely. What's your role?
Now?
Yeah. Mr. Alcohol.
No, I think now like
Tato?
Like go buy the alcohol.
No, you're like you the one who comes with alcohol, like, yeah guys, let's chill.
Yeah, like I'll come land, greet everybody. Yeah. Ah, what are you doing now? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Cooler box. I'm like, hey cousins, where's my cousin? Call my cousins.
Yeah.
Come through and they pull to the cooler box. There's some nice bottles inside, some ice, some juice.
Like sometimes when you go to family gatherings, I feel like I work there and then like you're like served there. Like but again, it goes with like Tato just made like the older generation.
Yeah, he just made
the older generation in terms of like the like younger also, cousins, etc.
Also, like almost like the auntie generation.
Yes, like almost like so close, so
close to them.
And I made the younger, obviously. So it's like that difference and divide and the inequality is insane. But yeah,
yeah. Silver Surfer says, "I'm that uncle that sends kids to fetch everything.
You see,
if I see them having too much fun or a good time,
like what,
it stops."
That's insane.
Udrake says, "I'm the braai master." Bro, for the long... You can't braai.
I can braai, yeah. I can braai.
You can braai. You don't braai.
I just... No, I do. I do. I just don't braai when you're around. Like, I want to tell you the truth. I don't braai when you're around because I don't want to. One. And also, a lot of my... Oh, so my two friends currently... My two friends that I hang out the most, they don't know how to braai.
But they it makes
zero.
Sense. They 2000s. 2000s don't know how to braai.
That's not true. There's a lot of 2000s that know how to braai.
Name one.
Let me think quickly. Let me think.
I'm waiting.
I can't. I'm.
The podcast is an hour long podcast. I can give you 2 minutes.
Come on, Lebo. How old is Percy? Percy. How old is Percy?
Percy is not a 2000.
Percy is
2000. He is a 2000.
He is.
Percy can't braai. When have you seen Percy braai?
I saw him braai at the.
Yeah.
This other Bri.
Yeah, yeah, which one?
This Bri competition we had that day.
Life as Dion says, the cousin that's always coming with the vibes and gets everyone lit. That's me.
That's you.
That's me.
I definitely think it's you.
Content creator, the numbers, make a group chat to send to everyone.
Shame, you know, guys, you guys will let me know. There's also those cousins who like hide. Because you have to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have to hide. Because if you don't hide, they're going to send you to
level-ish.
So you end up hiding maybe 3 homes down or like 4 homes down.
Because or you're going to go buy Coke for the past four hours.
You buy Coke for 4 hours. Like, oh, yeah, man.
Real. Mm. The bad cousin that disappears for fresh air. We're talking about you.
Yeah.
I have to hold the kids for the portable fridge. That's the worst job in the world. That's worse than being the ice boy or being the runner. Because that job doesn't end at a wedding. At a funeral.
Yeah.
Any like family function, that job does not finish.
We had that job for
Years, bro.
For our uncle's wedding.
For years. Uncles also like
go stay, bro.
Yeah. Horrible, bro. Horrible. It's not nice. Like sometimes you just want to chill. And you know what's the worst part, bro? When you have the keys and you're also part of alcohol distribution.
Yo, like when so for you guys who don't know, alcohol distribution or like cold drink distributions, when they give you those, you know, when you buy like a
12 pack,
they'll give you like a cardboard, right? So you'll fill those out basically with like alcohol and like juices, and you'll go to people and like give them drinks, etc. And keep in mind, you're the family. This is the craziest part.
You're the closest person. This is the craziest part.
So let's say, yeah, you're the closest person to maybe like the funeral or maybe like the person who's getting married, but you will serve people. And the worst part also is that you don't know any of these people.
And people also have certain tastes. I don't drink.
I like only two. Yeah.
Why is it open?
Yeah.
Because my dad's mom, my dad makes us go give people and then we have to open it.
Yeah, then you have to open it.
So he goes, give it to them and open it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, the place. Chapter 2. What's worse than needing to talk text?
You have load shedding in 55 minutes.
No.
Definitely, bro. Nah. Like, I hate that text, bro.
Nah. For me,
you have a power station.
Oh, yeah. So I'm conflicted now.
Why?
Because the Wi-Fi that I have at the apartment,
yeah,
it has like, it's connected to like a LAN thing.
Yeah, like a LAN.
Downstairs. Yeah. So my TV is upstairs in my apartment. So when I push on the power station,
You can only have it one location. So you have to choose.
And the TV is now useless without
the
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna have to get a UPS for the Wi-Fi. It's a small little box. Get a UPS.
They're actually quite cheap, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not bad. Yeah. But for me, the worst thing then we need to talk is probably like, you see yesterday when you were doing this and then this, it made me feel like this. Yeah. And then so it's like when someone brings up a conversation that should have been settled
in that time
later.
Another worst thing then that we need to talk text is your partner, whoever is out. And they send you that, yo, Ish, my battery's dying. Hey! What do you mean your battery's dying, Muna? If it was up to me, and I said this to my boys, because I saw a TikTok about this.
Yeah.
I said this to my boys. I said, the next time a girl tells me my battery's dying at a club, I'm going to vie to the club, give her a charger, give her a power bank, whatever she needs. Wi-Fi, I'll bring my Wi-Fi, yeah. I'll take it to the club, give it to her, everything. But like,
take your Wi-Fi to the
everything,
club.
No matter where she is, like, I have challenged myself. The next time I hear that text, like, my battery's like, I will buy a power bank, I will, whatever it takes,
or
and Uber, I will deliver it.
Or say, I'll Uber connect you a power bank.
No, I get it, my battery's dying 2%, I won't see the Uber.
Oh.
I'm gonna go.
Now Mang Mang must take me home.
I'm gonna go.
I have to go home with Rich.
I am going to go.
Rich drove there. So I have to go back.
And, and I'm not even gonna dress up. I'm just gonna come there, slides, shorts, maybe a vest.
Yeah.
I'm outside. She's at Nostra.
You're there by the window, like, babe. Mind you, you know when you enter, you know the bouncer, so they probably let you in.
Yeah, they're gonna probably let you in.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Receiving a screenshot of your story knowing you blocked the contact and her friends from seeing your story. This is a bad man. Why is this brute blocking? Because he says the contact either, and then right, he goes, like, and her friends.
Like,
he's blocking his hand.
I've done that. I've done that before.
Ooh.
I've removed that person to be able to view a story.
Yeah.
And then they send me a screen recording of my story. Because I knew I removed them. Because you won't remove someone unless you know you're going to do something like crazy.
Yeah.
So I think at the time... I was making... I can't even tell the story because people will know who's who now. Mm. Let me end it there. I can't tell the story. People will know who's who.
Okay, for me, we need to talk. Text doesn't scare me because I will respond with, yes, we do. Now we're both stressed.
Huge. That's
huge.
That's like a... What is it called? Uno reverse card.
Someone saying, you taught me what love should feel like, but...
Yo.
Ish, that's done. After careful consideration, we regret to inform you. Hey.
No.
Trigger warning.
Do we rebuke that one?
Real. This one is the worst. What are we? I hate this one. Because if you do not know what we are by that current moment in time, that means that we are both human beings and we're nothing.
Yeah. We are the world. We are the children.
Full stop. Full stop. Dog, you. I think I make. Yo. Guys, group chat going crazy. Marks are out.
Yeah, no, I hate that one so much. It's considering, but like, I'm nearly done.
Were you the person that would check, like, marks out same time? Were you those guys that would wait 2 weeks? Like, I don't want to check right now.
You know, that's so crazy. There's actually a study about this. It's about, like, being risk averse.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you don't mind, like, the risk of, like, whatever happens, you will check immediately. But if you're risk averse, you'll be like, I need to process this. Okay, cool. And then etc. So, what about you? What did you used to do? I used to check immediately.
Instantly. Like, if I'm in an exam, I'd take out my phone. I'd check it anyway, bro. I remember there was this one girl back in university, Elaine. It was Elaine. She'd always be like, nah, I'll check when I'm ready. Like, I'll check when I'm ready.
Like, what is it?
And then I'm just like, bro, checking then, checking now doesn't change the mark.
That's what you think. That's what you think. I also thought this. Okay. Because my friend, he's very religious. His name's Lungelo.
He can pray that 45 to 55.
I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it. The average everyone is feeling. He says, guys, I'm not going to check. I'm going to pray so God can handle the rest. Praise. 5 marks come out of nowhere. He's the only one who passed. Every single time. Then we're like, nah, dude, you're just smart. He's like, watch this. I'm not going to pray this time. Boom. He failed that time. True story. From that moment, we're like, nah, I even started, before I opened the thing, I said, okay, God, I don't know what you're going to do, but like the rest of the marks I didn't get, please get it to me.
Please get them to me.
Yeah.
Good morning, my phone died.
You see, this goes back to the text.
Same thing you're talking about. Imagine, it's like 12 p.m. Hey, chapter 3. Oh, it's actually fast. They're nice and fast today.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
With the phone dying thing, right? What is your belief on like having your partner's like live location? For people who don't use iPhones, you can have like a Find My iPhone and basically that you can track where your partner is at all points in time.
Yeah.
Like a puppy. Or like a... let me just say it.
Say it.
It's like a puppy what's those animals that are nearly extinct? That we have to track them to make sure they don't do anything dangerous.
Is it rhinos?
I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, like, there's a word for it. But anyway, it's not the point.
It's distinguish this.
Yeah, but that's not the point. Like, they track you as if you are...
A puppy.
An animal, an Uber. They trick you like an Uber. They watch you like they order.
Bro, how do I say yes after...
I'm asking you, so do you believe in it?
I have Kamo's location. She's my location, but I can confidently say I have not checked her location since she put it in my phone.
Thank you. I want you to look over there. Look over there. Kamo, have you ever checked Tato's location randomly? Okay. You guys can hear her. She said, I think once,
Where was I? I was home.
You were home.
Did you ask me
maybe he left the phone at home. This is also the problem with these things. We don't know.
WhatsApp web.
Yeah, you can sometimes leave the phone and say WhatsApp about WhatsApp web in the car in the Uber.
Did you ask me where I am before you checked? Hey, you know, where are you? I'm at home.
So okay, cool. But so what are your thoughts on that thing in terms of like trust? Do you think having your partner's thing is trust?
The thing. I think your intentions are very important before you do it.
Okay.
I'm not doing it to track my girlfriend because I'm
doing it for safety.
I'm doing it for safety in case like something happens. Like maybe she's catching an Uber. Maybe this thing happens. Maybe I can't get a hold of her and I'm worried. I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe she's here or there.
Yeah.
But I genuinely don't check it anymore. I don't even think it's that important. Mm. I don't think it like improves safety that much.
Mm.
You know?
Okay.
But I think it really depends on your intentions. There are crazy people who literally check it every 5 minutes, 30 minutes, for hour, which I think is a little bit silly. But your intentions behind doing it are very important.
Okay. Thank you for answering our question, Tato, in a politically correct answer.
All right. What's one thing about being an adult that you were not really reading? Sorry, guys. I have realized that I suck at reading. This is the last time I make a mistake at reading. I'm going to actually focus when I read now.
Yeah.
Because if it is, I think it's about my focus.
Oh, Tato, you're doing just fine.
Okay. What's one thing about being an adult that you were really not ready for? I think for me...
Surviving. I'm so sorry. Do you want to keep going?
Surviving,
You want to keep going?
No, you can.
No, you can just continue. Sorry. for me. Yeah.
I wasn't ready for like... having to scale what I do.
Go deep into that. Like,
so ordinarily, I was meant to become an engineer, get an engineering job, work hard, get a promotion, work harder, you know, learn new skills.
Maybe start a company.
Start a company when I'm like 40. You know, but work hard, skill. Like, there's a natural progression of in things. in the 9 to 5, in the corporate space. So now, as an entrepreneur, it's like, okay, cool, I can like work and I can make my money. I can make my great financial years. But like, now, how to make that times 2? How to make that times 3, times 4? Because you need to scale your money in so you can move out, so you can get the apartment, so you can buy the apartment, so you can get the home loan, so you can pay off the home loan, you know, so you can get the car that you want. I'm not trying to drive the car that I have forever. Like, I want a big body Benz, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, I wasn't prepared for how much mental thinking, how much time, how much energy it's required for you to actually scale up and then like work with people and trust people and network and have to like just think all the time, because I could easily be like, I'm comfortable with my lifestyle
and like live
and
it.
Keep doing what I'm doing.
Live it until you die.
You and I could have been doing this podcast now, like at the house, one wide shot, using phones. Still probably make the same amount of views.
Yeah.
Still do it the same way. But doing it like this, build some sort of company. Now I've got like networks where like, okay, cool. Like Bruce helped me come and shoot for as a favor. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, we all win in certain ways. You could do like relationships. You know, they grow.
Yeah.
So I just was not prepared for like having to
do all of that.
Because
at the end of the day, it's your life again.
Yeah.
So it's also about, this is this guy, he says this. He says, okay, cool. When it comes to things, okay, I want you to picture everyone in the world, right? And it's
should
you.
I close my eyes? Should I? You asked me to picture this. Should I?
You can't picture without closing eyes? Okay, close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And a massage as well. While you close your eyes. I'm just asking what other things you need.
Okay,
close your eyes. You can picture a world, basically, an entire world, right? And it's you, and I'm going to use Richard's name. I'm going to use you and Richard, right?
Is now, it like Richard or just
Avery? Dude, I am not going to help you any further from this point onwards. What is it called? So you can picture Richard. Oh, wait, cool, it's fine. In a world where Richard is constantly trying to get new goals, achieve his goals, fail, mistakes. 10 years pass, nah? Boom. He dies. You both die, etc. Oh, no, he dies. 2 years later, everyone has forgotten everything he's ever done. And no one cares, nah? That'll equally be the amount of care people will have for you if you don't do what you want to do. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you did your goals and everything, like, that was the equal amount of care people would have. So do everything for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
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 So it's crazy.
Yeah. Your analogy, it went and then it took a U-turn, then it went back, then it did hike.
How could you be busy picturing yourself in a bikini on Cape Town Street?
I was like, me and Richard were on an island shooting a movie.
But yeah, man.
But I guess it's a basic, but that's the thing. So I'm scaling my life up so I can get the things I want. I want nice things.
Yeah.
You know, I want like to enjoy going to work.
Do it for you.
Bro, you know how, you know, it's a Saturday and I drove here to come work.
Honestly.
And I didn't mind.
Do people know we shoot the podcast on a Saturday? Do they think it's during the week?
I don't know.
I think people think it's during the week. Like, this is our free, this is my only free time during the week. And it's spent doing my other job, which is being this content thing.
So, but not for me, because I actually enjoy it. It's not like.
Yeah. It's not a problem. Love it here.
Love it over here.
I definitely think the number one thing, like, that I've really just been like challenged with in terms of becoming an adult is picking for myself. I think that for a long period of time, you know, you go to primary school, you go to, they choose which school you go to for primary.
Facts.
Are you aware? They choose which school you go to for high school.
Facts.
And sometimes if you're unfortunate, they will choose the school you go to for university, which was, so I think I'm just at a point in my life where now I'm trying to discover what should I be picking for myself? Like, finally discovering and having the choice where all of a sudden, like, my life is mine now, as you're aware, and as if people tell you all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And I think that I just want to be more active and more present in the fact of, like, okay, cool, my life is mine. What do I want? One. Two, which purpose or what is my purpose here?
Yeah.
Three, what makes me happy? And just currently struggling with trying to identify, like, is this what I want to do? Because I've been a content creator, I've been in corporate, I've been in content creator and in corporate, I've been a podcaster, I've been a TikToker, I've been a YouTuber, I've been a vlogger, I've been all these things. But now it's like, dude, out of all these things that you've done, all these things that you've accumulated, what do you pick for yourself now?
Yeah, and it's like, now do you grind and become the best in corporate?
Yeah.
Do you grind and like move to TV and radio? Is TV and radio even still like relevant? Does it really help you?
Because when I was growing up, all I wanted to do was write plays and act in plays, you know? And now, obviously, like, you know, it's so funny because I'm even thinking about the content creating thing. Even being a content creator was because of the comments of saying you should be a content creator in your thing. Remember how anti being a content creator I was?
Yeah, so if you guys don't know, Label used to feature on my channel for years.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to, like, enjoy being the feature, but he would always say that, like, nah, I do not want to be a YouTuber, I want to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And one day he's like, I want to be a YouTuber. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, that was the craziest thing for me. I was like, what? And then he did it.
30-something videos or 20 to 30-something videos later.
Oh, yeah, he used to call himself the fastest growing YouTube. In South Africa.
2 weeks, 20,000 subscribers. Two weeks.
It was
too much. But that's not the point. How cool did it sound? You all believed it, though.
I did not believe it.
No, you believed it. You continued the conversation. You continued the conversation, which proves that you believed it. Yeah, but 2 months or two, not even 2 months, I'm lying. It was a month and a half, 20,000 subscribers. 3 months was 30,000. I was getting 10,000 subscribers per month. Do you understand that? You know how huge that is? Are you aware how huge
But it makes sense, though, because people have been consuming you on other platforms.
Yes.
So they were like, oh my gosh, finally we can consume in his own capacity.
Yes. It only slowed down.
But still major.
It only slowed down when I got to now, the 50. I got the 50 mark.
You're 50K?
I'm on 50. I'm on like 50 something.
Hey.
I don't even post anymore.
No. Okay.
I think that's when you know, like a YouTuber is like really like in his like... Like, I'm confident about being my like a YouTuber is when they stop posting. Have you noticed, like, every YouTuber that you, like, really follow, you really love, they'll just randomly stop posting? Because it's a thing of, like, I think that's, like, a YouTuber's right. Like, when you, like, finally, like, made it, like, as a YouTuber, I feel like you can stop posting. I don't know how it makes sense.
It makes sense. Like, a lot of them do, but I think it's silly.
But it's silly. You should always continue, like, continuously. Yeah. Which is why I'm coming back now, actually.
To YouTube?
Yeah. I want to do a new series, but I don't speak about it so much. I heard from this other wise guy, randomly, like, this random wise guy told me that, like, they don't happen. You don't speak things into existence. You do the opposite. You speak them into non-existence. Or you feel like they're already dying, etc. That's Tato guys, by the way. This one making a joke.
Rapunzel says, trying to balance having a full-time job and house chores and a healthy lifestyle and a social life.
And
when I used to stay with you, bro, like, my hardest thing was like what I used to eat.
Yeah.
Like, ideally, I was meant to cook, meant to have the muesli, meant to have the good stuff. But I just could not, like, be healthy. I could not cook for myself. That's why now moving into this new place, like, I have a roof for myself for the first, like, 2 months. I can't order in food.
Yo, for 2 months?
For 2 months. Like, I need
no matter
to,
how
like,
tired you are.
Yeah, like, I can step out the house and go buy, like, something that's, like, you know, not bad. But I can't use Uber Eats to my door.
Oh, okay.
Because that's just going to prevent me from cooking, bro. Because in the area I stay, everything is 15 minutes away from me.
Yeah.
So if I order food now, it's going to come in like 20 minutes. And they bring it to your door.
They bring it to the door?
Bring it to the door.
The door?
To the door.
How you know this? You literally have never lived there.
Wasabi stays there.
Oh, yeah.
So he told me that, like, he's like, brother, it's dangerous, brother. Brother Ivy, I'll sit. Brother Chicken Licken comes
to
now.
Your door.
Bro,
if Chicken Licken came to my door, you guys would never see me again.
Dude, coming to your door is such a difference, bro.
Yeah. I've always seen that option on Uber Eats. I didn't know it was a real thing.
So it makes sense for apartment blocks.
I thought it was only for like hotels and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're staying like in a hotel, Airbnb thing, and then you like bring it to my door.
Scheduling my own doctor and dentist appointments.
Like, that's not hard.
Bro, for me, this was trippy for me because like growing up, like every time I was sick, I'd go to the doctor with my mom.
Yeah.
Or go to the, My mom almost lied and said my dad took me to the doctor. That man has never seen a...
Had to forgive him. He was crying, Sam. He was crying, man.
So my mom would always take me. Yeah. And then, like, you know, she's there. She's filling in the forms and stuff. I'll never forget the first day I was sick in Hatfield. I had to go open up an account. Because you know when you're new to, like, a practice, you have to put in your details.
Yes, for a new one.
And I'm like, do I put this name? What's my ID? And I was just like, wow, like, I'm doing this shit myself.
Yeah.
The doctor goes, what's wrong? I look to the left. My mom's not there. I'm like, what are my symptoms?
Yeah.
Now I'm like forgetting my symptoms. Like the first time for me was kind of trippy.
Yeah.
You didn't experience that?
No, dude, for me it just felt, I don't know. I think because even when I was going, keep in mind you're the prototype child.
Yeah.
So they practiced with you everything and then where they went wrong, they took life lessons, they had a meeting and said, okay, let's go apply to Level now. Where they went wrong with me, they were able to apply to Sheep. But for me, whenever we went to the doctor, my mom would give me that board to fill in. She'd be like, okay, today you're going to do this, just do it quickly. Yeah. Then I'd be like, and she'd be like, write down your details, et cetera. And then I'd be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for the first time I went to the doctor, when I did it alone, I was so like, I didn't even
it. Was
like,
normal
feel
to you.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Being in charge of my life and making life-changing decisions, am I going to regret this all will work out better than I thought it would.
Definitely what, like, what I was talking about.
Touching what you were speaking about earlier, bro. Yeah. And that's the scariest thing in the world, bro. Yeah. Like, the fact that each and every single one of your actions is going to determine and influence your future. Mm. Like, that trips me out every single day.
Every single day. Like, even, like right now.
Yeah, like,
like right now, the fact that I am choosing to do, like, we are choosing to do the podcast on a Saturday morning, that now influences Tuesday when this video comes out. So, like, you understand? Like, it, like all the actions that you do influence a future act. So, Loki, when you think about it like this, so, Loki, when you're lazy, when you're not productive, when you're sloppish, when you go out to drink, all these things, you are ultimately not hurting yourself in the moment, but you're hurting your future self. You literally, and it goes back to what we're talking about in terms of self-love.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have a certain level of self-love for yourself, etc. So when you choose to do things that are anti you, the future you, it's a lacking of self-love. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But regrets and all those things are natural, bro.
True. This person says, stress and fear of being behind. Like, when we were minors, we were all moving at the same pace and the same grade. But once you're on your own, trying to figure everything out, it's kind of scary to keep up with people that are, you know, your age or your age group. And I hear this, bro. Like, I remember for me when I was in third year of engineering, that year, all my BCom friends were, like, in their final year. I was still probably doing first year modules because I was, like, getting beaten, you know, out in the Engage program. Then you see everyone graduate.
Yeah.
Then you see people go back and do the honors. Then you see them graduate again. And you're still in university.
Yeah.
Now you're in your fifth year, fourth year. This is my story now. I'm seeing, I saw 5 years, five generations of first years. Some of them came off to me and left me, you know? So it's like, I'm seeing people graduate, people seeing people getting the jobs, getting the cars. And it's like, such like a mind.
Like, it causes a lot of like a resistance in your head. Like,
yeah, bro, it's like everyone's
conflict,
doing it.
Mind conflict. Yeah.
People are graduating, others are getting married.
Yeah.
You know, others are
people are starting their lives.
And I'm there studying, trying to get past a maths module. So,
so true.
This I understand because in that moment, I felt like my life was over and like, I was like, everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Now, when I put myself in my position now, after going through all of those hardships, the position that I am in right now is a favorable position in comparison to my peers.
Yeah.
So in 2019, 2020, my peers were like doing amazing and I was like sabawaling. Now in 2023, it's my turn and it's a different comparison. It's different because now they look at my life, so like, oh, this guy works, he wants to work, he travels,
and
it's like a different perspective.
And do you understand how the current you would have never amounted to who you are now if you did not go through those challenges?
Exactly.
If you did not overcome those challenges, if you did not give up on those things. But listen, you know, there's this thing, I don't know if you've heard about it, like how each of us are in our different time zones. We're all in different time zones.
Yes.
You will experience a sunset and a sunrise at a different time than me, but that does not mean I will not experience a sunset and sunrise. My father used to say to me when I used to compare myself to others and say, oh my God, because I wasn't a leader at school and things. And thank God I wasn't, by the way. I always thank God I did not peak in high school. That is the most dangerous thing you can do. No disrespect to anyone who peaked in high school, but that is probably the most dangerous thing you can do to your life.
Drug addicts
in high school. Like, you,
like so many drug addicts.
Like, if your life peaks in high school, dude, so if your life peaks, if your life peaks in high school, you understand that it can only go down from that moment.
Too much dopamine. You can't get too much dopamine when you're young.
Like, I thank God I struggled.
Your first team sports in rugby.
Your first team sports. You're the head boy.
You're a student.
What? Like, you have no concept.
You have a girlfriend.
Dude, they have no, like, like, wow. But anyways, so the times, but my father used to say that when I used to compare myself to, like, not becoming, like, anything in terms of, like, leadership, etc. He used to say to me, okay, cool, let's say you wanted to go to Cape Town, right? I put all your friends in Mercedes and I put you in a Taz. Do you still want to go to Cape Town? I'm like, yeah, I still want to get to Cape Town. He's like, cool, you're going to arrive a bit later than them, but you're going to go to Cape Town, right? You just want to go to Cape Town. He's like, yeah, I just want to get to Cape Town. It's like, do you understand? That is what you're doing right now. There are certain people in their lives where they will have certain elements that will make them achieve a goal faster, but ultimately that does not take away from your goal and how you will achieve your goal.
Yeah.
Because in the end of the day, you just want to get to Cape Town. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah.
But now that the
I feel like every time I speak about Papa, you're like, yeah, I guess you said that. It's fine.
No, I agree. But I'm saying, but like the power now is knowing that what your Cape Town is.
Yes.
Because now a lot of us are in Tazzas, Mercedes, Range Rovers.
Yeah.
Some
of us are walking.
But we're just driving, not knowing where we're going.
Yeah.
And now you're like, you want to go there, but now you just pass where you're going.
Yeah.
Like, instead of taking that left and following that path, you're not still going straight. So I think it's also very important to
Because, and again, talking about what I've been struggling with in terms of becoming an adult and like picking for myself, chat, right? Another thing I really came across was purpose management. You understand? Like, I used to skip these things, guys. When we were in LO, they were telling us, what are your short-term goals? What are your long-term goals? I used to listen. I used to be like, my goal is a goal. I'll get there. But it really is very important to say, okay, today, this is what I want to achieve in the next hour. Like, take it slow, you know? I think that's ultimately what everyone should do. Yeah.
100%. Ingrid here says we should do a freestyle rap session as an ad break. So quick one, ad break. Remedia Pty Ltd. I present to you guys Rump 80 Media, my baby that I've been curating and pushing for many years right now. I've decided to finally get a website going and I've decided to show you guys who my team is. We have created all types of YouTube shows, from speed dating shows to reality shows to a whole bunch of collaborations on Instagram, TikTok, and social media with leading brands in South Africa. Our brand portfolio is there. We have a lot of experience and we are hungry, young individuals who are ready to take your content to the next level. Visit us now, baby.
Now that we're back, we're going to do the freestyle.
You want to go first?
No, you can go.
What's my topic? Anything except for Jolo and let me roast something. Let me roast anything. Go ahead.
Anyone, anything.
Anything. I'll rap the.
Okay.
And don't beatbox for me or anything like that. I want to take it off the dome. No place. DJ D-Wreck, cut the beat. You feel me?
I want to use it to go spot close, spot close, spot close.
So like a quarter, I must roast a quarter. Away. Wow. We really here filled in a room. I'm full, but you only a quarter. I don't want to get into it. Do you get it? Because they're a quarter. Okay. Ooh, Tato. Okay. I've been living my whole life mile to mile. I've seen the halves, and I don't think you even get that. Let me get that back. I said, I've been living my whole life mile to mile. I see the half, but you don't even get that. I'm really going to stand in front of this guy. Dude, the only thing you should worry about is your bread. I've read the rest of the lines. Nothing. You're really not feeling any of what I'm saying. I am roasting the hell of this quarter. Tato, your turn. Your word to... I want you to roast...
That was horrible.
That was amazing. Can we get a feel? Was that bad? Thumbs up, thumbs good? Bali is feeling me. Okay, come on, Aiden.
Aiden's good to do this. It is like...
Okay. You rap about... roast...
I'm roasting
someone who wears pumps.
Okay.
And a rap. It's a rap battle right now. Go ahead.
Moving around like you're breastfeeding.
All right. Let's go. Let's go. Let's
that was
go.
A banger. Moving around like because the pumps are on the shoe.
I hear that pumps.
So you're moving around like you're breastfeeding.
Okay. So okay, guys.
That
so
was
we're gonna
hard.
What we're gonna do now is basically continue the podcast. Did you just say moving around like you're breastfeeding?
We've got some questions from
as an opening
20.
Line. As an opening line. But go ahead.
We got some questions from episode 20. Proudly African says, where do you guys want us to watch this podcast?
Yeah.
Spotify or are the views on YouTube more important to you? Guys, we are YouTubers. Watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you're in the car, if you're listening to music and you're
cooking
and you can't watch, you know, definitely check us on Spotify or even on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. But if you can do both at the same time as well, that would be great. I would like that.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Even if you played in the background here and there, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Obviously, we like charting. We like being in the charts. Spotify charts haven't seen us in a while. But I think because a lot of you guys prefer to see us
on YouTube
speak,
as
you know?
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, like we are visual content creators.
But please, guys, let's become... I'm so sorry for disturbing you. But let's become the best podcast in the world. Please make sure that you go on Spotify. Even if you're not going to listen, etc. Play it back, etc. Watch it on YouTube. That's great. But we want to become the best podcast in South Africa.
Yeah.
In fact, even in Africa, if possible. And that only relies with the strength that you guys have. And we are, I like to think, one of the best podcasts in South Africa. So let's act like it and behave like it. It's up to you guys to help us achieve that goal.
Like, I think because we're in the pushing phase, like you guys that are watching, like those that have the time, like you can easily just play it on your Spotify app.
Yeah.
Even when you don't want to listen to it.
Yeah.
Just let's push and like let's manipulate the algorithm.
Yeah.
Because those that need to see it and will see it will enjoy it.
Yeah.
So and it's then up like to you guys to push. What's asking you guys to push?
I'm a year from now when we are in the millions of followers and things, we'll talk to you guys and say, remember the OGs when we used to beg you?
Episode 20.
It'll be a nice backstory.
So episode 20, we asked them.
Remember backstory. Guys, it's nice to have a backstory.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Question for you, how can people join your broadcast group?
My broadcasting group called Boo Baby on my Instagram is actually under my bio. Anyone's welcome to join. The topics range from just basically getting a good morning message, because I feel like not people don't get good morning messages anymore. Yeah. And good night. And
I
as
left
well
the
as
group.
You left my group?
Yeah.
That's okay.
It showed me that my friends don't actually check on me, because the only person that's checking on me is you.
I can't do this. Yeah, but for you guys who just want to hear inspirational quotes, maybe during the weekdays only, not on the weekends, because the weekends are for me and the podcast. But yeah, that's basically how you join. A question for you, Tato.
Yeah.
From user F, I'm not going to read, FV5XC80X9V, says, Tato, where are the vlogs? Are you a podcaster now? What's going on?
Guys, so the crazy thing is I've actually been vlogging pretty much every day for the past like 3 weeks. I've got travel content, moving content, what I spend in a week, what I spend in a week part two, like spend the day with me, chill with my boys. We've got so many vlogs, but we've been wrapping up looking for Mjolo. Mm. Like Rich and Dave's actually wrapped it up yesterday. I was at the Richard's house yesterday. So that's huge. So that's going to be coming to your screens in less than a month, less than 3 weeks. That's very, very exciting.
Very exciting.
But the, just to end it all, end of this part. But Dr. Nandipa wants Bail to take care of her kids. Let's go. Quick one. Hot debate between you and I. We've got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I am for Dr. Nandipa not being bailed.
Do you understand why she asked for bail as
well? Yes, for her kids.
She asked to take care of her kids.
Yes.
Her kids are in primary school, from what I believe.
Yes.
And she wants to basically just make sure she can get home to them, take care of her.
Yes.
She claims that she was under duress. We get it. Yes. Okay, cool.
So boom. I'm for her. You're for her getting bailed.
I am definitely
I'm
for
not
her.
For her getting bailed. Like, I'm saying no. Two minutes.
Okay, cool.
Go.
Definitely deserves bail. Do we now understand how families are broken by the legal system?
What about the families that Dr. Nandipa has broken by her systems?
But in terms of like the crimes that she's committed?
Yeah.
The crimes that she committed was her breaking out her partner, I believe, from prison.
So now she's breaking up a mastermind criminal who manipulates societies.
So two kids should
commit crimes.
So two kids should take, like, they should take accountability for that.
So when
not
someone,
having their
when
mother
someone,
around.
When someone is sentenced to imprisonment, they have to go and be in what?
A prison.
Has she been in a prison for?
No. She has not.
She served the time?
No, she has not served the time.
Then I think maybe,
no, but Tato, we have to understand, right? Okay, cool. 100%, I agree with you. A crime is a crime. People need to be. I'm not saying now people should be, but I do think the legal system should take into account some sort of like. For the kids, you know, some sort of like measurement for the kids to be taken care of. Cool. The criminal must be a charge, etc. And I guess, but you know how many kids fall into, you know, cares and etc., going care to care, home to home, because their parents getting locked up and etc. It's not a good world.
What
for
about
kids.
The kids whose parents have been scammed and now they're put on the streets because they have no money?
It's dependent, because now what we becoming now is philosophical. Which evil is more? Which evil is less?
I think it's very clear which evil is more.
Which evil is more? Not having a mother at home because she committed a crime.
Those are two kids.
Those
are
two,
what about all of the people that Thabo Bester has influenced and like hurts?
And hurts, etc.
On that 100%. Note, I think Lebo and I have similar
thought process about it and also similar
and
beliefs.
So let's leave it up to you guys to decide. Like, should she be granted bail?
Or should she not?
Easy comments. Say yes, say no. Yeah. I'm very curious to see what you guys are going to say.
And justify, you know? Again, two kids. Mama, come home. You don't hear anything? You don't feel anything in your heart? Okay, you guys are coming down. We definitely have different perspectives. And you know what? You guys comment down what you guys think and where you think of how harsh punishment should be when you're consideration of family and etc. Let us know what you guys think. Again, just keeping you guys informed as well.
This took me out.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play a video. Davies... Try to put up at the same time. I see nothing better than you. So this is basically a high school kid announcing to all of her friends, showing all of her friends her CT scan.
That's a CT scan, like the baby.
A scan of her, her baby forming. and they all are so happy. Have you seen this video?
Copyright.
They're all happy to be seeing it. So now people are wilding out and saying, why aren't her friends saying anything? I have a great reason. Bro, if your friend comes to you and says, I'm pregnant, I'm happy, would you say, oh my God, what are you doing?
Yes. Yes.
No, like, not Khunse.
Oh, no.
Like a lady. Like a female friend.
Oh, no.
You get me?
I'd be like, oh my, how do you feel about, like, what? Yeah. You're like, we still like, you're so... Like, how long?
That's how I how I reacted to Tumi's thing. You
really?
See the video. Well, but it was more positive. No, what are you going to do? It's like, it's
inside of you right now. Like, it's inside of you right now. That's, how would you react now? Okay, let's do it right now.
Tato.
I'm having a child.
Nah, I don't do that. So
honestly, what'd you say?
No, that's my answer.
What do you mean, don't do that?
That's my answer, don't do that.
How do I stop doing it if I'm having a child?
Real, that's a good...
I'd be like, with who? I'm just joking. I'm doing that because we have viewers in this video. I'm just joking, guys. Come on, man. I'm just joking.
Oh, funny guy. Guys, so the podcast is sponsored by
English
Blazer.
Whoop whoop.
And we're talking about our signature today. So we were saying earlier that my signature's always been like quality in my work.
Yeah.
Speaking to my creative director, assistant about this thing, man, about this whole concept, especially English Blazer. And she was like, bro, your identity can't be like your job and your work. Like, what do you do for fun? Like, what's that one thing that you have?
Like, what's that thing?
And because I feel like I've never had that, like, I'm on a journey right now where I need to find what my signature is. Like, I'm going to be trying out so many different, like, clothes, so many different types of clothes. Like, we're going to be shopping. We're going to be trying out different things. Because I think it's time for me to find my signature, bro.
Yeah.
I think there's so much power in having, like, you know.
A personal
association with who you are.
Yeah.
Like, when they see something, it's like, ah, that's something Tato would.
Yeah.
Like, right now, like, you would never be like, ah, Tato wears.
Yeah.
Well, how do I dress?
Baggy tees, baggy jeans and stuff.
I don't wear jeans.
Very graphic. You're wearing jeans right now?
This is like the first time I wear jeans in a long time.
Yeah, true.
That's because my jeans were lost in washing.
Graphic tees. But anyways, but you're on the road to discover your signature.
Yeah.
That's a super important thing.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to English Beige the most because they make you discover things about yourself.
Yeah. On my signature, bro, as a man, as a bro, what would you say gives you joy?
A good time, definitely. But I'm a sound a bit like, I don't know, but I also think one thing that brings me joy is buying new things, like the accumulation of buying things is just really nice.
Is it like buying clothes? Is it like buying gear? Is it buying like tech? Is it buying like a soccer ball?
Definitely clothes. Yeah. Above all, I love being able to buy clothes whenever I can.
And you've been swinging recently with the recent purchases.
Yeah, like I try to spend as much money as I can.
I'd actually say that your style has improved quite a lot.
Okay,
quite a lot.
Yeah.
I think you have some great influences in your life.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely think your style also has improved a lot throughout the years.
No, definitely. Yeah. Remember when I was in my thrifting era?
Yeah, you've seen different eras, you know?
Yeah, guys, I've gone through, like, speaking about, like, my style and stuff, as a kid, I used to relax my hair.
Yeah.
Like, S-curl quite a lot.
We'll have a whole podcast episode about that.
Then I also used to, like, in matric, I actually relaxed my hair.
Oh, my.
I called it the black over. Like, it was to the left and the side. I called it the black over. All my friends are calling it a comb over.
Is that because you had, your love life was over? Your friendships may have been over after the hairstyle?
Yeah, that day I actually got called like to leave school
because of your hair.
Yeah, like I was kicked off school premises.
That's kind of
racist.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, bro, I went through the high top fade era.
Yeah.
So like for the longest time, I think my signature was always like my hair. Mm. Now that I speak about it, bro.
So true, actually. Yeah, dreads.
Height. I'm getting there. After the high top, I then said dreads.
Yeah,
and for the longest time,
you forgot when you were in primary, I think, you had the cornrows.
I had cornrows for a couple of months. And then now I'm in my brush cut era. My low brush cut fade.
I feel like there's only one left. It's Chiscop now. But you did that when you were super young.
It seems like I went from Chiscop to relaxing hair to hey, top fade to dreads.
Like, if you guys walked into any, like, barbershop or hairstylist, you know how there's those photos on the wall, 1 to 55 of the hairstyles. Right. Tato's done the 1 to 55. You could even take a photo and put there. Okay. I have the 52 Tato dreads.
Okay. Yeah. So, the only thing that I haven't done, and I'm so proud of myself, is dye my hair.
Oh, same. I've never dyed my hair.
Yeah, and I don't think I'll ever dye my hair. Unless, because, and then Bali tried to make me dye my hair for.
To one color. Jolo. If I can ask.
You want me to do blonde, ne? That's blue. I act like I forgot, but I did not forget. I was just avoiding
blue.
It. Yeah, it's blue.
Patron, blue.
Yeah,
that's for all the colors.
That's for the blue room in the show.
Oh.
Was there a blue room? Yeah, that's for the blue room.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's important, bro. One thing I do for fun, like, and like, I think it's my signature now, is definitely like my time alone. Like, my goal was, I used to do everything with her. Now, she'll call me, then I'd be like, I love you, but like, I kind of want to like do this thing that I'm doing. Like, I'll speak to you later.
So individual, like, individual happiness.
Yeah. So I prioritize like me playing PlayStation, me reading a book, me just like making myself like a meal, me just chilling back, me just scrolling on social media, me watching guys that inspire me. I think that's also like so, so important. Like,
it's huge for you. Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, it's like my self-love, you know? And it's also helping me build towards who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, bro. Definitely thinking about how like this whole signature chat is like, what is your self-love? Like, what is your, how do you present that love for yourself?
Yeah. I'm definitely going to, I was at OK Wasabi's place.
Yeah.
A week ago. Mm. Bro, that guy's signature is...
Shoes.
That's it.
Yeah, shoes.
Like, I walked into, so we have a very similar apartment, right?
Yeah.
Walk into his smaller bedroom, which I've made my office. Mm. Dude, that place is covered in shoes, like, all across the wall.
I think I saw a clip.
3-4 boxes going out in each direction.
It's the room, ne? It's a room for issues.
It's a room for issues.
Yeah, I think I saw a clip. But he's a collector. He's what we could perceive, like,
definitely a collector.
Definitely a collector.
Like, we're even speaking, I'm like, bro, your collection is easily over 700K.
Yeah.
Like, he's easily spent over 700K.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
On Twitter, yes. I follow him everywhere.
Yeah, so on Twitter, I follow him on Twitter, and I always see him just talking about, like, how he's going to cop the next... Like, he literally talks about, as a shoe drops, he'll try, like, get it. That's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Here we're talking about... I wanted to tap in life in your 20s, because we're speaking about signature. Self-care, skincare routines. Like, you actually worked with a really cool skincare brand recently.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And how important would you say skincare is to like a man at this age? Because obviously when we're younger, you know, skin is like, you can't really...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think, that's okay, so cool. So a lot of men learn to have a skincare routine from the partners they have.
Yeah.
Before you have a towel, a Vaslap, maybe even one Vaslap only, a bar of soap, and that is it.
Yeah.
The rest of the day, it's called survival mode. You basically just... Yeah. But...
Facts.
Whenever you, I think a lot of the times, and this is why it's so crazy, because me and my friends talk about this, we say self-love is seen as like a feminine trait, like especially for men, like when you take care of your nails, you take care of your skin, etc. But for me, having a skincare routine has been probably one of the most crucial things ever, because I've always felt like I've had perfect skin, etc.
Whoa.
I know, always. But I've definitely made an attempt to make sure that I have continue having perfect as I age. You understand? Because again, time is not on my side.
Perfect is a strong word to use.
Perfect is a very, I want to say, accurate word.
I hear you. Yeah. I also like related to you saying that we learned all skincare things from our previous partners. Because my ex bite put me on, bro. I've got really dry skin.
Yeah.
And
she just say ex bite.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Was an
like
ex
not ex girlfriend, but the girl that I was seeing.
Oh, so ex talking stage, like
thing. Yeah, like my one of my previous talking stage.
So why did you have to bite her? Yes, I'm selling you.
So with her, she said you have dry skin, so use Cetaphil for oily skin.
Oh,
and then I'm on CeraVe.
Oh,
they've got two types as well. So that's been like doing like
I'm on Clean and Clear. Get it now, so the store is clear.
But yeah. So skincare, very important. Also, like, we spoke about this in the previous pod, we've been also been romanticizing our lives.
Yes.
That also helps us go towards, like...
Heavy. It helps with the work effort as well.
Work ethic, knowing so yourself.
So important. So, so important. I think this is probably the most important thing that we've ever been taught. Because I think from a young age, our father was always telling us about, no, you should want to do this. And he used to say to us, like, because I am here, you need to be above that.
Yeah.
And we've always been taught from a young age to dream. Obviously, it was dream within engineering, corporate, but dream nonetheless. And I think romanticizing your life, it plays a certain role in terms of your day to day.
How would you define romanticizing your life?
Me, right now, romanticizing my life is basically acting like I'm in a movie. That's going to end up well. That's what I do. That's what I do. Don't we all do that?
Yeah.
You listen to a certain song in the morning as you wake up.
Yeah.
That's like you, like, that's the first shot of the movie. And then, like, you progressively start your day. But I think right now, in terms of romanticizing my life, I am about me. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
It's about focusing on the individual. Does that make sense?
Ooh.
What about you?
Yeah, no, same definition.
Yeah.
What have you been doing to romanticize your life? Because I know with me, like, I've been like, bro, I'm in a love story.
Mm.
I'm a traveler.
Wow.
And I've made myself also like a mini celebrity.
You're saying you're a love story. That's so beautiful, bro. Did you really love Gamo, bro?
Like, you why are like you saying like you finally believe it now?
No, no. I mean, you said travel story?
Love story, traveler, like mini like known person, like mini like influencer celebrity.
Yeah, but it's like a movie, right?
It's like a movie. Yeah. So like, for example, for each of those things, like Richard and I traveled last week. When I was traveling, I was feeling everything. I'm like, I'm doing this shit. Like, this is for me.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying some of my boys. It's fun. I'm like in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm making it like romantic. I'm romanticizing it.
Yeah.
Then with the influencer thing, it's like I can get certain things a little bit easier, so I make my life a little bit easier.
Mm.
You know, before we didn't like people coming into like maybe our personal space or like when you're out. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm like, you know, no, let me greet my people. Like, this is dope. Like, what's up? Have a decent conversation. Like, get to know a person more.
Yeah.
Like, I was at the airport 2 weeks back and I met some other TikToker guy. He was flown down by Amazon to do some educational content.
Mm.
And ordinarily I would have just greeted him, like, you know, taken the photo and then like, you know, done my own thing. But like, he was like, should I wait for you?
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, sure. Bro, me and that kid spoke for such a long time. Yeah. It was these older cars. Like, we were talking, giving each other information, like teaching each other. And it was such a nice conversation.
Yeah.
And like, I think that's also like a way to romanticize your life, like those types of small
things. I think also in terms of the romanticizing your life as well, I think it is also plays heavily into acceptance of your identity at its current phase.
Yeah. Is that
I think a lot of the time we try to like overestimate ourselves or underestimate ourselves.
Yeah.
What you're speaking about now is not only having presence, but it's understanding your identity and the role that you play to others.
Sure.
Understand? The other day for me, I was
profound.
the other day I was with this other girl. Went to Mac and Bean.
Let's go.
I'm so sorry. This mic's not working. I said her name now. So as we were saying, as we were going on, group of kids in the school. They're in the mall as well. Come up to the table, like 5, 10 of them. 10, I kid you not, like 10 of them. All saying, can you please get a photo? Can you please get a photo?
On your date.
Whoa. I was just out having breakfast. Yeah, on my date. We can call it a date.
Yeah.
I was out having breakfast. Boom. 10 people. Can we have a photo? Can we have a photo? Ordinarily, I would have stood up and been like, sit back. I'm like, where you guys from? That's so crazy. When you told that story, I was literally playing back that story. Because that happened to me like 3 years ago. Three years ago. But again, I think romanticizing your life comes with a certain level of acceptance of your identity in its current phase. Doesn't mean that it's permanent. I want to make sure you understand.
And doesn't
this
mean that your identity is also perfect at the current
phase. Yes.
So, like, no matter what you're doing.
Wow.
Because this is one question.
Profound.
There's this one thing Ingrid says. She goes, how can a gent in his 20s start romanticizing his life?
Mm.
So I think it's accepting where you are in life,
good
or bad, and then make that into your movie. So whether you are, you know, in the building phase of the movie, whether you're already at the part where it's nice, whether it's a calm down, like accept where you are, like you're saying, and then just like, you know,
move from there.
Yeah. Like, so romanticize the pain,
so true.
Romanticize the grind,
the imperfections,
romanticize
all of it. Because this is you, and I don't mean the series, great series, by the way.
Yeah.
This is you.
Yeah.
That's my 100%. Series recommendation.
Yeah. How to find balance so you don't end up romanticizing your life in a negative way, such as being focused on romanticizing your life, that you neglect your relationships, unrealistic expectations about how life should be. For example, you're speaking about this earlier, you're saying that like, you know your crew, and you're seeing that like, you know, your crew might be preventing you from romanticizing your life because they're moving in this way and you want to move that way. So now how do you balance that and still maintain those friendships, even in the romanticizing your life? Like, I want to read, but then my friends want to read. What do I do?
A lot of the times in terms of focusing on, you know, your relationships and etc., it's pure alignment. Mm. Understand? you do become your surroundings.
Yeah.
Understand? And there's certain points where you have to take that level and say, okay, cool, listen, guys, this is where I want to be. And if the people around you align to like your journey and the goals that you have set out, etc., for yourself, then you continue the journey.
Yeah.
However, if they don't align, that is when you have to ask yourself the difficult questions of, is this thing worth what I want for myself? And again, romanticizing your life, we talked about this, is accepting your identity. Mm. It's also accepting the fact that you are you and you have you. The people that come around, it's the beneficiaries, it's the people that enjoy you, etc. It's the people that you get to, whatever, etc. But at the end of the day, you sleep alone, you wake up alone. All those things, like, do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I get what you're
doing. So be able to have those difficult conversations with the people around you in terms of the journey and the narrative you want to play for your movie. Yeah. Otherwise, your story is not in your what? It's not in your hands. It's in the hands of everyone around you.
Also, I believe in like a good snip sometimes.
It's like cutting off people.
Yeah. Like a young will never hurt you.
Hey, but nah.
If a person is not for you and not for where you're going, they're going to hold you back.
You've cut people off.
I've cut people off.
That's crazy, bro.
I've cut people off. I've limited people's access to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. People who used to be able to text me when I jump for them whenever.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I'll answer when I can.
When it's possible.
Or if it's possible at all.
Do you see how important this access thing is?
Mm.
Dude, it's insane, so bro. It's insane.
On that note, guys, please make sure you guys follow English Blazer on all... Oh, English Blazer. English Blazer on all social media platforms, guys. Check them out. They're doing some really cool things. They've got some really cool campaigns working out with some really amazing influencers.
Yeah.
Their details are in the description. Make sure you guys purchase the product too. I am personally wearing it right now. I feel like I smell too good. So go home.
You do.
Get you that thing.
You do smell good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll get you a bottle. Don't worry.
Nah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Ring, ring. But yeah, I'll check you guys next week with a brand new one. Dango.
Dango. Sharp like a knife. So hit that, let me hit that. She got a sweet smile and a thick. She want me get down to the business. I tell her, let's stop with the basics. Take this. Ray-Bans and catamarans. Do you wanna live this life? Ray-Bans and catamarans. Baby, give me a light. Yeah, we're living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans. Just get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans. Baby, give me a light. We be living the life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.